You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
Broadcasting live statewide from the Civic Media studios in Green Bay, this is Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, your inside source on everything entertainment from Wisconsin to Hollywood. And now, a guy who wears a bathing suit in the shower, Pete Schwabba.
I could have used a bathing suit when I took a walk before the show. I'm still soaking wet over here. Conrad hasn't even offered me a towel. Welcome back, folks. This is Nightlight. Hope you smoked them if you had them during intermission, because we are kicking off Act 2. Tonight on the show, we are going to get back to our guest. Our current guest is Dan Schaefer, founder of the Recombobulation Area and the political editor here at Civic Media. We're talking about the show The Wire, and we'll jump back in just a second. But Rob Brackenridge, folks, will be here. One of our Nightlight besties is coming by at 7:20 to talk about all things funny. Rob is truly one of the funniest people I know. And our question of the night is, what is your least favorite professional sport? Conrad, I'm sorry to say, I think golf is winning.
Yeah, I think water polo should be up there, but.
All right, that's enough. And I would say NHL is a close second, but, be part of the show, folks. Text us, drop us a stream comment, and we will read it on the radio. If you have a comment about The Wire too, or an opinion, we'd love to hear that too. We've got Dan for a few more minutes here. So let's jump back into our discussion, about The Wire. So, Dan, I wanted to ask you, how realistic, politics is your game. How realistic is the political side of The Wire when they're talking about City Hall and, you know, real estate deals and all this kind of stuff?
You know, it's interesting. Like, they reveal so much about each different character over the course of the show. And like the final season focused on the newspaper, the Baltimore Sun. But like the lead up, you know, kind of connecting all the pieces, right? If all the pieces fit. That's the moniker for the show. And I think the piece that brought in City Hall really showed kind of the strategy behind the scenes conversations that you would see with like these mayoral candidates or different folks who are working in City Hall and what have you, and trying to like pull together certain constituencies when they had the election episode and all of that. I thought that stuff would, you know, there was some of it that, of course, it's a TV show. You're going to play up certain elements of it,
sure,
for dramatic effect and what have you. But I think I'm thinking of one piece of kind of like political drama when they were deciding whether or not to take federal funds from the governor to help the city's school system. And I think that, you know, that type of political calculation, which was ultra cynical, and saying like, should we take this money to help the kids of our city, or should we use it as a political talking point? Like, there is definitely some truth to that in the way, you know, various politicians operate.
Two great actors that played politicians on the show. Well, their characters were Clay Davis and Tommy Carchetti. And with Tommy, I love it in particular because he starts off as this kind of Boy Scout, and then they just see how the system just kind of wears him down a little bit. I thought that was so well done.
Every time I see that actor in anything else, I just think it's Carchetti. I can't think of him as anything else other than Carchetti.
Yeah,
he's been in a lot of great roles.
He really has, but it's like one of those defining roles where he can't shake another persona. It's like, you know, the Fonz or whatever. You know, like,
yeah, totally.
Let's hear a clip. This is Omar. He has been framed for murder by, I believe, Marlowe's crew. He's been framed for murder. He takes the stand and he's being questioned by, I can't remember the character's name, Dan, but he's the drug lawyer. He represented Avon Barksdale and Stringer Bell, played by Idris Elba. And now he is questioning Omar on the stand. And this is Omar kind of owning the defense attorney or the prosecutor.
That wasn't no attempt murder. What was it, Mr. Little? I shot the boy Mike in his hind parts, that all. Fixed it so he couldn't sit right.
Why'd you shoot Mike in his hind parts, Mr. Little?
Let's say we had a disagreement.
A disagreement over?
Well, you see, Mike thought he should keep that cocaine he was slinging and the money he was making from slinging it. I thought otherwise.
So you rob drug dealers? This is what you do.
Yes, sir.
You walk the streets of Baltimore with a gun, taking what you want when you want it, willing to use violence when your demands aren't met. This is who you are. Why should we believe your testimony then? Why believe anything you say?
That's up to y'all, really.
You say you aren't here testifying against the defendant because of any deal you made with police.
True that.
That you're here because you want to tell the truth about what happened to Mr. Gant in that housing project parking lot.
Yep.
When in fact you are exactly the kind of person who would, if you felt you needed to, shoot a man down on a housing project parking lot and then lie to the police about it, would you not?
And look, I never put my gun on no citizen.
You are amoral, are you not? You are feeding off the violence and the despair of the drug trade. You're stealing from those who themselves are stealing the lifeblood from our city. You are a parasite who leeches off
just like you,
the culture
man.
Of drugs. Excuse me? What?
I got the shotgun. You got the briefcase. It's on the game, though, right?
So great. I love his phrase, the game is the game, and I never turn my gun on no citizen. He's got a code, right? And he was such a great character. And Omar alone is worth checking out The Wire. But Dan Schaefer is here for a couple more minutes. Dan, we forget about, or at least I forgot about, Michael B. Jordan was on the show, who's a big movie star now. And he was this skinny kid on the show who meets a not so great end, but another career somewhat launched by The Wire, too.
Yeah, absolutely. He's, you know, the Where's Wallace scene was one of the most iconic scenes from the first season of the show. Yeah.
Boy, you really know. That's impressive, your knowledge.
I've watched this one. I've rewatched it a couple times. I love this kind of those kinds of TV shows where you can just rewatch them because there's so much to it. And The Wire is one that, like, if you can watch it once and enjoy it, you can keep watching it over and over and just find something new each time.
I'm ready. I've seen the whole thing all the way through twice, but it's been about 5 or 6 years, so I'm getting to that point where I'm ready. I did this. One of my other favorite TV shows is Bosch. I love a good cop show, but Bosch uses a lot of the same actors that were in The Wire. It's Michael Connelly. It's a little less gritty than The Wire and probably not quite as realistic, but a great show, a great narrative. And I think that I think you're so right, though, Dan, with The Wire, with rewatching it, because I did that with Bosch. I went back to it too quick and I was kind of fast forwarding through scenes I didn't like. I would not do that at all with The Wire right now. What are you what else? Do you have a second favorite show, Dan?
Oh, second favorite. I mean, I guess it depends on the category. Do you compare like the dramatic shows or comedies or whatever it is, right? So, like, you know, I might like Seinfeld or 30 Rock or Arrested Development or something like that, but it's hard to compare that to like Mad Men or Succession or something like that, you know? So, I would say of like the real, you know, kind of like prestige TV dramatic shows, I would probably put Mad Men and The Sopranos in that like 2 and 3. Nice. Right there, if I was making a top five. I love Breaking Bad, but I don't think I like it quite as much as the consensus opinion on Breaking Bad is.
Same. I actually like Better Call Saul, I think, better than Breaking Bad. For the same reason.
The final seasons of Better Call Saul and like the what was her name? I'm so bad with names. Rhea Seehorn, is that the actress's name?
The female lead in Breaking Bad.
Yeah. I thought she was just such a terrific character. I guess I've been watching a couple recent ones though that I've really liked a lot. And it's not quite in the, you know, great all-time best TV show category. I just finished this one called Your Friends and Neighbors on Apple TV. With John Hamm. Have you heard about this one?
I watched the pilot. I liked it, and I'll probably go back to it at some point, but something else. I think Department Q caught my attention or whatever, but you liked Friends and Neighbors.
I liked Friends and Neighbors a lot. It was a lot of fun. I like a heist show or like a heist movie or something like that too. I love, you know, Ocean's 11 and The Heat and stuff like that. And so like this had like some heist elements to it, but also it was basically the premise of this show is John Hamm's life falls apart. He gets divorced. He loses his job. All of these terrible things happen to him. And then he starts robbing all of his rich friends and neighbors.
Right.
And so he'll like break into their homes when he knows they're, you know, have a something going on in their lives, and he'll break in and like steal this like $100,000 watch or something like that.
Yeah, we've all done that. That's forgettable.
Hijinks ensue. Yeah. So I really liked the premise of that one. It was a good fun. The cast was good. Amanda Peet, Olivia Munn, John Hamm. So a good, fun kind of summer, you know, heist show. It's not super deep like The Wire was and all of that, but really a fun one. And then another Apple TV show that I've been watching, a comedy that I think is kind of underrated. Apple TV's weird. They'll get like these really big name actors and actresses, and it seems like they don't promote them that well. But they have this show called Platonic with Seth Rogen and Rose Byrne.
Okay.
About like this, you know, male-female platonic friendship. And it's just kind of a good show about people who are kind of being a mess in their 30s and 40s, which as somebody in my late 30s and, you know, sometimes
I think you're doing
life
okay,
imitates
Dan.
Art a little bit. You know, it's just it's kind of fun to watch, you know, some hijinks at, and all that. So
that's
a couple good Apple TV shows.
Buddy, this has been fun. I hope we could do it. When next time you rewatch The Wire, I'll do a rewatch too, and we'll come back and we'll hit on all the things we missed. But Dan Schaefer, keep up the great work with the recombobulation area and everything you do here at Civic Media. It's just top notch and good talk. Thanks, man.
Good talk. Well, thanks so much for having me. Be well.
All right. You too. That's Dan Schaefer. Check out his work. Follow him on Twitter and Blue Sky, and what else is he on? Is he on Facebook there, Conrad? You got the Facebook?
Yeah, I think so.
Follow Dan everywhere. He does great work. I'm still soaking wet. This is really depressing, and I'm supposed to go to the gym. I don't know what I'm supposed to. I'm not even going to be able to bench press tonight.
You know, you go into the gym and just go under the, you know, you click the button and the dryer goes.
Oh, just, I could do that.
Just
yeah.
Sit under it for like 5 minutes.
I do that anyway, and I take off all my clothes just to get looks from people coming into the locker room, which is always fun. all right, our question, folks. Get in on the fun before Rob Brackenridge gets here. What is your least favorite professional sport? I wanted to ask Dan if he had seen or had any intention of watching War of the Worlds, so probably not. If you're on any of these, you know, I'm always intimidated when I have people on that have great social media presences. I feel like, you know, we need to start lobbying for more likes and follows, Conrad. I'm going to put that on you. Is that cool? Shell out, go out, offer people a sawbuck for a like or a follow. I think we could do that. You know who just walked by before during the break? Ed the Diver.
Yeah.
And he gave me a heart and I took a picture of it.
Nice.
It was very sweet.
Yeah.
I think Ed and his girlfriend are pretty, you know, I'm not saying there's anything going on between us, but it was a nice gesture from Ed the Diver. He dove for a heart. And
he didn't give me one.
He didn't give you one. You usually have your curtains closed there.
Well, I was looking at the rain, you know.
All right. Let's get back to the text line. We've got two. Conrad's dad. All right, Steve from Florida, Conrad's dad, says, one professional sport I least watch is soccer. Most boring sport of all time. Also, sorry, Pete, that you broke your ACL playing chess. That is an exciting game to watch. I think your dad's being facetious. Do you think he is?
No, he watches it all the time.
Does he really?
No.
All right. I actually like watching poker, and I find that pretty fun to watch. So there are people that could watch chess, or maybe they just watch the Queen's Gambit. Another text, Conrad's dad checking in says, Pete, I have to disagree. Watching golf on TV through the years has given me great memories watching Arnold Palmer, Jack Nicklaus, Lee Trevino, Tiger Woods, and Happy Gilmore. Your dad does know Happy Gilmore as a movie character.
I don't think so.
You never know. They all have inspired me to continue to watch and play the game. Awesome stuff, Steve. Thank you, buddy, for the text. We are coming right back with our pal, Rob Brackenridge. And that's coming up next after this very short break. Don't go anywhere. This is Nightlight with Pete Schwabba on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
Started dancing there. Welcome back, folks. This is Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. I have a comedy buddy who I'm sure my next guest knows, Mike Toomey. One of his pet peeves is when someone will just start dancing next to him. Like they're having a conversation, a song will come on, and someone will just start dancing. And I love that about Mike. He's got these quirks, and I kind of get it. Have you ever just started dancing around someone, Conrad?
I think so, yeah.
Okay. Our question of the night, folks, is what is your least favorite professional sport? I say golf. Conrad says professional water polo. Ha ha. Mike Destitel on social media says, is soccer a sport? If so, soccer. Yes, Mike, soccer is a sport. The most popular sport in the world, so I think it counts. Mike Mercury, Wisconsin comedian, one of our faves here as well, says professional, quotes, wrestling. And he was called a joker by Mike Destitel. So there you go. And then Richard Vargas says golf. I would say golf is winning, even though it's got some fans here tonight.
I'm a huge fan.
I know you are. All right. It is my pleasure, folks, to welcome my next guest. He's one of our favorites, and he's just a really good all-around guy and a darn good son, and we'll get into that, too. Mr. Rob Brackenridge joins us here over the stream. Hey, buddy.
Hey, hey. Where is my picture?
Your picture?
Am I here?
Yeah, you're here. Oh, you can't see?
Am I just a floating voice?
We can see you. You can't see yourself?
No. Oh. I know what I look like, though. Well, I just want to make sure I'm in the frame.
No, you're good. Your handsome mug is gracing our airwaves, and it's great to have you here.
You're only saying that because it's true.
Exactly. How are you tonight, buddy?
Good. I wish I could be there with you.
Well, you would have had to drive through a monsoon, Rob. I don't know if you had a weather app, and that's why you couldn't make it in. Regardless, it doesn't matter. It's just great to have you here either way, though.
Yes, so it wasn't weather. I had to actually take my mom to the hospital, but everything's good. Everything's okay. Fine.
Good. Well, I'm glad to hear that.
She had trouble breathing, and then I called 911. I'd never been in one of these situations, so I was like panicking.
Oh, no.
They ended up having to calm me down.
And how old is your mom again?
94.
Wow. All right. So we have a clip of, I'm not going to play it right away. I want to ease into this because it's very funny and you never open with a showstopper. But Rob does great videos with his mom on TikTok, and we'll talk about Rob's mom in a little bit. Glad she's okay, though, and glad you're here tonight, Rob. Do you have a professional sport that is your least favorite?
Well, I hate to say it because my mom is a feminist and I can't watch women's basketball.
Oh, okay.
I hate to say it though, because you know I want it to be popular, but
sure.
and hockey, and I guess that doesn't make me very enamored to the Wisconsin people either. But I just I can't watch hockey too much, except for the Stanley Cup. When it gets to the Stanley Cup, I'll watch.
That's how I am, and I'm that way with golf. That's probably my least favorite sport to watch. But if it comes down to a one hole playoff, I'm there. Stanley Cup games. I'll watch a game seven in any sport. And you're not the first person to say that about women's basketball, which is interesting because men or women's soccer, I like them about the same. Same with hockey. I've watched girls' youth hockey, just exciting to me as male hockey. So I don't think your mom being a feminist affected your answer. I appreciate your honesty, and I'm sure your mom still loves you, Rob.
Yeah, she does. Yeah, unconditionally. That's why I stay around.
Hey, you were at Fringe Fest recently here in Green Bay. How was that? And there was also a Best of the Valley. Was that a competition or just kind of a showcase, Rob?
It was pretty much a showcase. It was in the depot there in Green Bay.
Okay.
And it was fun. They had all kinds of different, you know, with festivals, they have all like acting and they have music. They have all kinds of things. And I brought my mom down there and we saw this one woman show where she was talking about women's rights and stuff like that. So she loved that. And then I nipped over and it was a fun crowd, you know, for they're always fun, you know, in Wisconsin. That's where I live. That's my wheelhouse.
Let's do this. All right, because we're talking about Rob's mom. This is a very short clip. This is Rob who incorporates his mother, who he just mentioned is 94, on TikTok a lot. And your mom plays along. She's such a great sport. And she's funny. So this is a very short clip. It's about 12 seconds long. But this is Rob and his mom on TikTok.
Mom and I, we've been together a long time. We've been around each other so long that we could finish each other's
sandwiches.
They're delicious.
All right. First of all, I think the word sandwiches cracks me up. I don't know why, but the fact that I did not see that coming. That was great.
And she was perfect timing. That was just perfect timing.
Do you have to coach her at all or direct her, Rob? I'm assuming, I mean, even though she's sharp at 94, you probably have to kind of describe what you're going for in the beat, right?
I do. I kind of describe it, but she's really got, I mean, she's not like your normal 94-year-old. She's got a great sense of humor, and she'll add her own little things to it, but, you know. But I told her to say sandwiches on that one. She was right there.
That's so great. And does she travel with you when you work clubs? Like, you're with her a lot. I know you're kind of her caretaker, too, but what do you do when you go on the road?
Well, I take her with me if I can, but she doesn't really, like a lot of the gigs I do, she doesn't really want to go do them, you know. They're like in Wisconsin. I took her out to the Bahamas. She liked that.
Nice.
And if I do really fun gigs, I'll take her. But usually, you know, and she's, like I said, not like your normal 94-year-old. So I don't really have to, like, take care of her constantly all the time, you know.
Right. But, is she tired of your act, or does she encourage you to write new stuff?
She does encourage me to, you know. It's like I'll show her little clips that I put on TikTok, and she's like,
I love that.
You know. So it does, it kind of helps me write new stuff. And I'm filming a new special October 21st Sarasota, Florida. It's called Open Bar. Have you heard of Open Bar?
I have not, but let's pick up there. We got to do the news. We're coming back.
Oh, okay.
Rob, David Zucker's going to be on the show Monday night, creator of Airplane, Naked Gun. Let me see what you're a great actor. We should both be in his movies, don't you think?
Yes.
All right. We're going to hear about Rob's new special when we come back. This is Peach Wabbit and Nightlight. We're coming right back on the Civic Media Radio Network. Welcome back. This is Nightlight with Peach Wabba. I'm Peach Wabba. You've got the Civic Media Radio Network. It is great to have you with me on this beautiful Tuesday night in the state of Wisconsin. We are in Northeast Wisconsin, broadcasting live from downtown Green Bay statewide. So wherever you're joining us from, we hope you're having an amazing night. Tomorrow night on the show, Tara Nyssen will be here. We're going to barista it up in the studio. We're going to have coffee, drinks in the studio. We'll do our best to broadcast that, but Tara's going to show us some really cool coffee drinks. I'm a big coffee drinker. And then from the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, Chris Foran will be here to talk movies and TV. As I mentioned right before the break, David Zucker will be here Monday at 6:35. That will be fun to talk about a little bit about his career, the writer behind Airplane and Top Secret, a great movie, and The Naked Gun, of course. So tune in Monday. That should be fun. Right now, we are in the middle of an awesome conversation with one of my pals and one of our favorite guests here at Nightlight, Mr. Rob Brackenridge, who joins us over the, well, you're kind of over the stream and the phone now, Rob. So we've got you on the phone.
Yep. We're using all media right now.
Before the break, you were talking about a new special you have. Tell us about that. That's kind of exciting.
Well, Open Bar, I have a dry bar special out right now called Legendary. And that's, you have to be very clean. To do a dry bar special, you just have to be ultra clean. Open bar is like, you can say whatever you want. So I'll be able to let loose and say poop, you know, and stuff like that.
You've performed at so many different, I was just looking at your website earlier. Corporations, cruise ships, comedy clubs, obviously, casinos, theaters. You've done USO tours. Of all those venues, what are typically the most fun and or least fun, Rob?
You know, I'm going to have to say least fun is cruise ships. I really don't like doing cruise ships. I guess it's just because the people there aren't really there for comedy.
Yeah.
And I think my favorite is the military gigs, because those, they're so happy to have us there. Like, you go to Camp Humphreys in Korea, and you know, they're so appreciative, those guys, you know. It's like bringing a little piece of America to them, and those are probably the best ones. I as far as performing, I just like the clubs, you know. The clubs are great if it's not Second Show Friday,
right? Yeah, totally. That's so funny. I haven't heard that phrase in so long. It's been years since I wear clubs like that. But why? Tell people why Second Show Friday, Rob.
I think, well, in Wisconsin, I think it's because they're all sitting in their cars doing shots because it's a late show and they're all wasted. You know, that's the main thing. And they're very tired because they've worked hard all week, you know, and they think they're going to they're ready and they think they're wide awake, but they're not.
You do.
I think people fall asleep.
You talk about clubs. You're very animated. You make a lot of funny faces. You have great jokes, but you're also kind of an actor too on stage. When you work big rooms or like do a USO show, is your comedy affected by that? By making faces? Can people see you from the, like, if they're sitting way far, far away?
Yeah, that's a good question. Cause, I'm used to, audiences close up, which is why I developed such a rubber face kind of act. But, when you're playing larger stadiums and things like that, and theaters, you can't really rely on that. So I tend to rely more on vocal stuff. But, you know, I stop my face. It does all that weird stuff anyway. Oh, whether they can see it or not.
That's awesome. Oh, I was just going to say, speaking of that and how expressive you are, how seriously, a lot of comics do stand up to sort of pursue acting. Did you ever try that? I noticed on your IMDb page, you have a film that you were in called The Last War Crime. So you have done some acting. How seriously did you pursue that?
Well, I was a theater major at Lawrence University here.
Okay.
And I wanted to be an actor, and I still do. You know, people go, oh, well, I guess that you know, that ship has sailed, but you know, I'm only 65. And I went to college with Campbell Scott. Are you familiar with his work?
I know that name, yeah.
He's an actor. His dad was George C. Scott and stuff.
Oh yeah, yeah.
He's a great actor, and he was just here giving the valedictorian speech at for graduation at Lawrence, and he said, "What happened to you, Rob? You were such a good actor." And I'm like, "I still am. Put me in one of your movies." And tell Zimmerman the same thing. I was a theater major, and then I moved to Minneapolis. I was in a whole bunch of plays there, and then while I was in L.A., I was in L.A. for 23 years, and I did a bunch of commercials and then student-run films. And that Last War Crime, I played Ari Fleischer because I looked exactly like Ari Fleischer.
Wow. I can see the resemblance a little bit. I think you're probably a more likable guy. You're more likable guy than most people, let's be honest.
Well, stop.
And Campbell Scott, he was in the film Roger Dodger. That's where I remember him from. Yeah. I had no idea he was George C. Scott's son, though, and he was also in Big Night, which is a great movie with Tony Shalhoub, Northeast Wisconsin guy. Yeah.
That's my favorite movie. And he actually wrote Big Night, too, with Stanley Tucci.
Oh, no way.
Who's in it. And I believe they went to high school together.
Oh, that's so cool. All right. Well, like you said, it's not too late. You can always, you could always audition, Rob. If I ever have anything again, hey, you and I also were on, Make Me Laugh, which I hope was a better experience for you. I chewed it, man. I went up there. I didn't get a whiff of laughter in like three contestants. And it was like doing it for the $500 or something. It was a horrible experience for me.
I didn't get a laugh either, but I had fun. I was with Lewis Black, you know, and I was opening for him at various clubs back then. That was before he got really big and famous.
Oh, nice.
And so we just had a blast doing it. And Lewis got a laugh right off the bat. So, you know, that was a weird game show to do. I did a bunch of other game shows. And that was just part of making a living, though. As you know, when you're in LA, you got to make rent. So,
absolutely.
I doubled for Louis C.K., on one of his album covers.
Really?
Yeah, because I had his body. I didn't think I had that body until I got the part. And then I realized I am obese. That was my wake-up call.
And you were like, thank God, because they're paying me.
Yeah, I got $500 to be called fat.
You could be called worse. Hey, what do you have coming up, buddy? You got any club dates around Wisconsin or parts beyond?
Yeah, I'm going to be in Sturgeon Bay. Let me see. I got my schedule right. Sturgeon Bay, August 26th at the Firehouse Comedy Club.
Oh, sweet.
That's not too far away. And then the same week, August 29th, I'm in a club called Aqualand in Boulder Junction.
Okay.
And that's up there by Minocqua, you know, up in the nosebleed. Yeah. And then on the 4th of September, I'm going to be at the Skyline opening for Michael Palasek. Do you know him?
I remember him. I did a set at Zany's one night when he came in. I wasn't doing stand-up anymore, but he very funny comic.
Oh, he's great.
Yeah.
That's going to be a nice.
That's a great show. All right. My guest is the very funny Rob Brackenridge, who is a Northeast Wisconsin-based comedian. Check him out August 26th in Sturgeon Bay at the Firehouse. Is it just the Firehouse Comedy Club, right, Rob?
Firehouse Comedy Club, yep.
All right, or August 29th in Boulder Junction. Rob, you do a joke about smoking weed in your act, and that kind of took me back. I remember the comics that I worked with that would do jokes about weed, and when it was illegal everywhere. And someone told me, I only do that so that people that have weed come up to me after the show and offer me some.
Well, that happens regardless of you if you do a bit about it or not. People come up and offer you weed usually. If you're silly, like with my humor, they offer me weed just because I think I'm on their brainwave, you know?
Right.
But, I got busted for it here. I got busted at High Cliff, which is where I think it should be legal. Right?
Right.
High Cliff. I mean, we have a high school called Freedom High.
Oh, come on.
It's illegal there, too. But, you know, I was busted by a very bored DNR agent during the pandemic.
Oh,
so he
gosh.
Had nothing to do, and he couldn't wait to use his handcuffs. And it was like getting busted by Barney Fife. He's like, you put your stop resisting. Now stop resisting. He got to use his handcuffs and all his neat, shiny stuff.
Oh, my gosh. He put you in handcuffs over weed?
Yep, over weed. They were very bored. And then took me to jail in Chilton. I was at the Chilton Hilton. Yeah, I did time.
Free stay. I hope you got your points at least. Jeez. That's terrible.
Yeah, they were very serious. In Calumet County, they are very serious about drugs. And they lump it under the same thing as like fentanyl. So it's weed and fentanyl. You get the exact same treatment.
Oh, it's so funny. We have where I live in Marinette, across the river is Menominee, Michigan, and they have like 9 weed stores. They have like a weed store for every 1,000 people. And so people are always running. It's funny now that where I live, people are like, hey, I'm coming through town. You want to get lunch? I'm like, why is everybody coming through town all of a sudden? And now I know they're just trying to get weed. But a lot of the locals are upset. It's like, oh, this is terrible for our town. I'm like, you know what? There's like a bar on every block. I guess I don't see the difference. And weed causes a lot less violence or accidents or whatever. So I think people are misplaced anger.
That's the Wisconsin attitude. You know, alcohol is legal. And, you know, what a natural alternative to alcohol? No, you will get liver disease like the rest of us, mister. You know, you will slur your words and alienate your family.
Rob, who are your favorite comics in general? And then who are your favorite Wisconsin comedians?
I would say the favorite, my favorite all-time comic is George Carlin.
Okay.
And I just, I mean, as far as old-timey guys, but modern ones, Brian Regan is pretty much my favorite. And the guys around here, Mike Merrifield can't be beat. You know, he's the best. He's the local guy that he's working Vegas all the time, and he's just so natural on stage, you know?
Yeah.
I love watching guys that it just looks like they could just say whatever they want, you know?
Right.
Which I guess that's the goal of everything, you know?
Absolutely. We had a friend of yours on the show last night who was in the studio. Trevor Klumpner was on the show, and he mentioned your name, so.
Yep, Trevor. He's a good guy. He actually works right over here at Lawrence University for his day job.
Oh, is that right? Yeah, he said about you the same thing you just said about Merrifield. He said, Rob Brackenridge, it doesn't get any better pound for pound. And I don't think he was making a joke about your weight like you did before. I think he was just saying how funny you are, you know. Rob, before we let you go, are you binge watching anything you could share? Any recommendations?
I don't know if you've seen Tom Segura's thing called Bad Thoughts on Netflix.
I have not. No, I've heard it's great though, but I haven't seen it yet.
It's fantastic. And I don't know how he comes up with that stuff. You know, the guy is brilliant. But it's also very dirty. My mom couldn't watch it, you know, it's like really, really scarily dirty. And it just shows you what a kind of a brain he's got, you know?
You have to wait for your mom to go to bed though, before you can watch it. That's awesome. Yeah. Hey buddy, thank you so much as always. Good luck with the special. Let us know how it goes. And whenever you're in Green Bay, look us up. You're always welcome.
All right. Thanks. Bye, Conrad. Good seeing you, Pete.
You too, buddy. That's Rob Brackenridge. Check him out on social media. He's got a huge TikTok following, and check him out at the local clubs. We are coming right back to wrap this up. It's Nightlight with Peach Wava.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
Welcome back. This is Nightlight with Pete Schwabo. We have had a great time tonight. I started my day. This has been an all Civic Media day. I started my day. I got up very early to be on the John and Gordy show. Those guys are so much fun on WMDX, the morning show. And so it's great to start the day with them. And now we are winding down here on Nightlight. Conrad Krieger is working the board as usual. I have to say, I talked earlier in the show. I took a walk, set my watch. I had about 20 minutes, so I took a 10-minute walk right before the show. I was going to walk for 5 minutes and come back for 5 minutes, so I'd be gone 10 minutes. Well, I got as far as I was going to go. Then came the rain. I was not crying. I got literally drenched. And the wind was, it was like low-grade hurricane winds here in downtown Green Bay. So I got back to the studio, and I was soaking, so I took my socks off. And my shoes, Conrad. I've been doing the show barefoot.
Has that
ever been done before on radio?
Probably.
You think so?
Probably.
Well, just lie about it, dude.
Okay, it hasn't.
So my point is, you know, the worst thing about wearing wet socks?
Yeah, it's not a comfortable feeling.
Having to put wet socks back on.
Yeah, that's...
Because they're not... It's terrible. So that's it, though. It's been a good show. We had Dan Schaefer on talking about The Wire. That was a blast. I've been waiting for that. And then one of my favorite comedians, Rob Brackenridge. Thanks to both of those guys. Thank you for all your texts and calls throughout the course of the show. We've got a few texts here we've got to get through before we get out of here. Melissa from Willie Street in Madison, that's the 608. She says, NASCAR. She's responding to our question of the night, which is, what is your least favorite professional sport? Melissa says, NASCAR. Anything racing, really. You know, that reminds me, you and I think we should have a race, Conrad. One of these days before
with
the show.
What?
Or our legs. Or let's record it.
Why don't we use wheels? Why don't we use our seats that we're sitting in right now?
That would be kind of cool.
Yeah. And we go down the road and we have had the diver film it.
Oh no, that would be risky. And we end up in the Fox River and he would have to dive in to get us out. John Murray from the 608. This is Melissa's old man. He says, tennis, for God's sakes, the way they score the game, that is kind of weird. Until I know how to knit and have acquired noise-eliminating headphones and am being paid to attend or watch, no, I just can't. 4+ hours of hell. That's kind of a bit of an overstatement there, John, but okay.
I mean, what's with 30 love, you know?
It is weird. Brian Regan does a great joke about that, about tennis scoring. Well, I'll have to find that for tomorrow, maybe. From the 920, Jim from Appleton says, tennis is the most boring sport I've ever watched. Wow, tennis is making a run at golf here at the end of the show. Coming down to the wire. John, again, from Madison says, fun to putz around and play tennis, but man, score it the official way, the endlessness of it all. I think he just doesn't like the scoring, and that's fixable. John says, miss old school CBS Wide World of Sports, the agony of defeat, skier wipeout, and the opening music, and then magic. every sport in the world on display. So cool. The Timex commercials at every break. Awesome. You know, except for the tennis parts. All right, we get it, John. Thank you. That's a three-text mini-series there about John's hatred of tennis. Jack from Merrimack says, I agree. Least favorite sport is golf. It stole my Western climbing partner, for which I'll never forgive him. What do you make of that, Conrad? He says, with your permission, I'll add my favorite obscure sport, lacrosse. In my opinion, it combines the skill level of tennis with the sheer athleticism of soccer. Jack from Merrimack. Thank you, Jack. And Steady Eddie. But wait, what did he mean by that? It stole my Western climbing partner? For which I'll never forget. I just got into golf and wanted nothing to do with Jack. Sorry, Jack. I found golf. Take a hike. Steady Eddie says, how do I L-O-V-E TV golf? Let me count the ways. One, I can vicariously experience green grass, blue waters, and puffy summer clouds. I become that friendly alligator lounging in the warm sun. I experience all that from my lazy boy in the middle of a Wisconsin winter. Golf on TV gives me hope for spring. Two, I feel the emotions of the players. I can identify with the thrill of hitting a good wedge into the green or making a long putt. I can also identify with the agony of hearing my drive go kerplunk into the water hazard. Number three, I can take a half-hour nap in my recliner during the broadcast and later wake up refreshed to the calming tones of Jim Nance catching me up on the action.
Nothing's better.
Nothing's better than Jim Nance?
Nothing.
Okay. Sounds like someone has a little man crush. Nothing wrong with that. Steady Eddie says, continues saying, I have more reasons of why I like golf on TV, Pete, but I know it's only a two-hour show. Thank you for respecting that, Steady Eddie. He says, Conrad, postscript, not a big fan of hockey, looks cold, hard, and painful. I would agree with that. Christine from Slinger getting in under the wire here. She says, motorsports, that's not really a sport. I'm with you, Christine. I don't love it, but I would disagree. I think there's some serious skill involved there, but your text is a winner nonetheless. Tom from New Berlin says, Pete, love go bareback on the socks to shoes. Thank you, Tom. I feel like I'm disclosing intimate details here.
Yeah, just drive home without shoes or socks on.
I could.
Touch the pedals with your foot.
Yeah, feel the pedal. finally, wrapping up our texts for tonight, Bridget from the 818 says, football, something history will think it was barbaric. Hard to watch. Okay. Wow, we've had a lot of, that's a really good variety.
Yeah,
we
do have one more text on the stream that came in and wire, yeah.
I don't see that. Why don't I see that?
It's Sean Boyce said, Pete Schwab as a golfer, I personally consider it a leisure activity. Unless we want to start calling beer a performance enhancer.
What is that? I know Sean. What the hell is he talking about? He's a funny guy. Thank you, everybody, for your texts and calls. Thank you to Dan Schaefer, and thank you to Rob Brackenridge, and thank you to the lovable producer, Conrad. On behalf of everybody in the city of Green Bay and the state of Wisconsin, good night, Wisconsin.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.